decades ago, industrial pollution contaminated the water in Grassy Narrows First Nation with mercury, making it one of Canada's worst environmental disasters. The contamination in the community of about 1,000 residents has affected three generations. Chrissy Isaacs is from Grassy Narrows and has been vocal in her fight to hold the government accountable. Isaacs will be one of the featured speakers on an online rally taking place this Saturday. I reached her earlier to learn more.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me today. You've been fighting a battle with the government since you were young. Tell me what sort of progress you've seen in that time.
Well, I've seen like the commitment to clean the river, which is kind of like feels like it's taking forever, and a commitment to a mercury home in our community. And that's it so far. We still have, like, I feel like it's not enough yet for our community.
Yeah, so you've seen these commitments. Have you seen actual change?
Not right now. They haven't broken ground yet with the mercury home. And I know that cleaning the river is going to take like many years, because they have to do like studies, and they have like engineers that are coming in and like testing, you know, so that they can try to figure out a way to help us get cleaner water. So like it's like slow movement right now, but yet like we're still, you know, we still have a big fight ahead of us, because, you know, there's still the people that are affected by mercury that need help, you know, right now, that they need assistance, because a lot of our people have to see specialists. And also, like, a lot of, like, doctors in Canada aren't aware of mercury poisoning and how it affects people. Like, they haven't really actually studied. So, like, with the studies that have been happening, I think that, like, we need doctors that actually specialize or that are educated in mercury poisoning to help our people.
How has the mercury in the water affected your physical health?
Well, for myself, like just based on what I know today about how mercury affects somebody. See, growing up, I lost a lot of friends to suicide. Like, I never understood, because, like for myself, I kind of went through that too, where, I go through like depression, and I never understood why, you know, like I could have like, you know, things going good in my life, but then I have like these downs, you know, like, and from the studies that Dr. Donna Mergler has done, you know, that's actually one of the effects of mercury, because it affects the brain. There's like a lot of people like me in the community, you know, that like suffer from depression, anxiety, and even that alone, like, that's what contributes to our social issues. So like a lot of people that don't know how to deal with that, you know, end up becoming addicted to like alcohol or drugs, or, you know, because they don't know how to deal with like what they're going through. Like physically, I have days like where it's hard for me to like even open like a water bottle, or, you know, to even just like open a can, you know, with a can opener, or to lift, because we use a big water jug like for like to cook with or like for drinking. So some days it's even hard for me just to tilt that, you know, because of like mobility issues. Or like I go through times where like I'm really like I kind of have like mild tremors, So
you mentioned that, you know, the governments have pledged to clean up the river, build this treatment center, but what else are you looking for? What sort of compensation or other pledges, commitments are you looking for?
Like, I think everybody should be compensated in our community, you know, because a lot of us have to go see specialists, you know, and we don't, it's hard to get approved sometimes through medical services. And there's actually a lot of parents, you know, that have to take their children into, like, to go for speech therapy or, like, to see counselors or, like, just, you know, specialists, like, in education, too. A lot of time people have to travel to Winnipeg or to Thunder Bay or even Toronto, you know, like, for these special appointments. A majority of our people actually, like, live off of low income. And, like, I feel like, you know, if everybody can get that compensation, then it will help, you know, for us to be able to go to these places to see these specialists and, yeah, and even special diets, too. Like, there's a lot of people that are on special diets in the community. And, yeah, so it's, like, if everybody's compensated, I feel like it will help a lot.
Why is this rally happening this weekend?
We're doing this rally to, you know, keep up the momentum to you know, demand that compensation and also to let the government know and people out there know that you know, Grassy means no to, like, logging, to mining, no more, like, devastation, and that it's going to be like that, that we want to keep it that way for our children so that they could at least have a healthy future, you know, for our great-grandchildren to have a healthy future, to, and for us to be able to start using the land again, you know, because when mercury came into our river system, all of that was taken away. You know, we were basically robbed of our way of life. And now we're fighting for that back.
What do you want people attending the rally and people listening to our conversation now? What do you want them to know?
I want them to know that we're here, we exist, and that, you know, the more that people help us speak out, you know, to be a part of our voice and, you know, to keep fighting also with us for clean water.
I really appreciate your time, and thank you so much for sharing your story with me today.
Yep, you're welcome.
Chrissy Isaacs is a resident of Grassy Narrows and was born with traces of mercury in her blood. For more information on the online rally this Saturday, go to freegrassy.net.